Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vyasadeva said, "What did you, Narada, do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth?" Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vyasadeva himself was the disciple of Naradji, and therefore it was natural to be anxious to hear what Narada did after initiation from the spiritual masters. He wanted to follow in Narada's footsteps in order to attain to the same perfect stage of life. This desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This progress is technically known as Saddharma Pruchha. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kant Radha Kant Namastate Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadada Sri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshunivadi Pachata Deshatarine. Sri Vyasadeva said, "What did you, Narada, do after the departure of the great sages who had instructed you in scientific transcendental knowledge before the beginning of your present birth?" So Srila Vyasadeva is inquiring from his spiritual master, Sri Narada. So, in purport, Srila Prabhupada says that it is the desire to inquire from the spiritual master is an essential factor to the progressive path. This progress is technically known as Swadharma Pruchha. So Swadharma Pruchha is described by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu when he was describing 64 limbs of sadhana bhakti. And first and foremost is that adau guru pad asraya. In the beginning, very first thing that one must do is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Not after years, or not when we get perfected or when we get, when we perfect our sadhana, bhakti or chanting, not after that, before that. Adho means beginning. Right in the beginning, when we start chanting one round, four round, eight rounds, 12 rounds, 16. This is taking shelter of a spiritual master. Adho, in the beginning. Guru Pad Asraya. And then Krishna Dikshadi Sikshanam. One must take instructions, Sikshan, teaching. One must take teachings of a spiritual master about Krishna Diksha, initiating into Vaishnava Sampradaya. That's the second sadhana bhakti. And third sadhana bhakti is Visram Bena Guru Seva. That one must serve spiritual master without any doubt. Once having chosen spiritual master, then all doubts are finished and we must get into intensely serving spiritual master in submission without any doubt, Vishramba, without any doubt. One must serve Visrambena Guru Seva, serve spiritual master. Then this Swadharma Prachya, that's the fourth sadhana bhakti in a sequence. Swadharma Prachya, my dear Lord and Master Gurudev, now that I have taken your shelter, please instruct me what is my swadharma, what is my duties in attaining pure love of Krishna. So this is what Srila Prabhupada says, that this is very natural and very important for anybody who wants to make spiritual progress. Inquire from one spiritual master, Swadharma. What is my duty? What is that I should do? And we should take that instruction to our heart and soul. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he took his spiritual master's instruction to life and soul. If you get any money, please print books, distribute books. It started by actually Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur instructed or wrote a letter to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, you must establish press and press these books and distribute these books. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ordered Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada ordered his disciples that as long as my big books are being printed and distributed, I'll be alive. And this is my blood, my heart pumping. So Swadharma Prachya, one must inquire in submission from a spiritual master. So Vyasadeva, he inquired. What did he inquire? What did you do after these Bhakti Vedantas, who were your spiritual masters, these sages, who came to perform Kartik Vrata near his hermit, near his Narada's place of living. So Narada Muni's mother used to serve these Bhaktivedantas, and Narada Muni, being very small child, used to go with the mother, and knowingly, unknowingly, he was getting association of these Bhaktivedanta saintly devotees. He inquired from them whether he can take the remnants of the food, leftover remnants. So they allowed him, and he made tremendous spiritual progress by serving them, by taking their remnants. Bhakta pada jal, bhakta pada raj, bhakta bhukta utvishta, eitin mahabal. Mahabal means very powerful agents in advancing in devotional service. That is bhakta bhukta utvishta, the remnants of the footsteps left behind by devotees. So that is a very powerful thing to do in order to advance in spiritual life. Bhakta bhukta. So Narada Muni used to have that. And also Narada Muni was instructed on the science of devotional service to Krishna. So before this chapter, this whole episode about how Srila Vyasadeva became despondent, even though he wrote immense literature, but he was very despondent, very unhappy, very distressful. So Narada Muni, he appeared to Srila Vyasadeva and he said that, how can you be happy by writing the Vedic literature but only describing dharma, artha, kama and moksha? Only four purusharthas you have described, and people in general, they are already indulging in sense gratification. How you are trying to do welfare work for them? You are trying to deliver them, making good to them, but they are already engaged in dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So these things are not going to ultimately satisfy the soul. It is devotional service to Krishna that will satisfy. Savai punso paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje ahaitukya pratiyata yayatma samprasiddhati. So uninterpreted, unmotivated devotional service unto Krishna, that will satisfy them. So where is that? You haven't described who is the God. Up till now you have described impersonal aspect of the God, Brahman. And you have given them these four purusharth. You have wrote finally this Mahabharata in which you are explaining dharma, artha, kama, moksha, and Pandavas, Bhima, Arjuna being the heroes. But where is the transcendental description of pastimes of Lord, his form, paraphernalia, holy name, which can only satisfy the spirit soul? Where is that? तद्वाक् विसर्गो जनताप विप्लवो यस्मिन् प्रतिश्लोक अभद्वपि नामानि यस्य यसो अंकितानि यस् यत् सुनवन्ति गायन्ति गृणन्ति साधवः. So where is that narration of Supreme Personality of Godhead by which a living entity can be totally satisfied? So where is that Namani, Yasha? Where is the holy name and pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead interacting with his devotees? An exchange of love between Lord and his devotees. These pastimes can satisfy the suffering conditioned living entity. Where is it? You explain everything about dharma, artha, kama, moksha in which they are already engaged. And they already know. So, Narada Muni instructed him. He says, a literature which does not describe the transcendental name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, abode of Supreme Personality of Godhead, that literature is called like Vyasatirtham. Vyasatirtham means crows, they dwell on garbage. They are attracted by garbage. So the human beings will get attracted to this. They are already attracted to dharma, artha, kama and moksha. And you have described only this, nothing beyond. So previously what you have described is just like crows dwelling on garbage, chewing on garbage. So please describe that literature which can satisfy the soul. And that is Namani Yaso Ankitani, the name, form, pastime, paraphernalia, devotional service which is uninterrupted, unmotivated to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So please describe that. So that is the previous conversation between Narada Muni and Srila Vyasadeva. Sri Radha Krishna Chandra Ji ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki jai. So, now that the conversation is finished and Srila Vyasadeva now asking Narada Muni that after the departure of those sages, what did you do? That is the question. So, very nice subject matter. Narada Muni is describing his own life, beginning with how he was child, and then his mother was serving this Bhaktivedantas, and he used to associate with them. And then one day while his mother was milking cow, the serpent, one snake, bit her, and untimely she died. And Naradam, being a young child, small child, he hid for the north. He departed for the north. It was very beautiful scene, nice farming, nice cows grazing, birds, beast, nice track of land between Ganga and Jamuna. And he departed north, means towards Himalayas. So that's a chapter, and that is what is happening in this particular verse, inquiry, submissive inquiry by Vyasadeva. to Narada, his spiritual master. So I will pause here and we will spend rest of the time. I think it is up to 8:30, is it? For question answer. So anybody has any question?